is a special presentation of WDOH Sports.
Since 1973, WDOH Delphus has been the home of Delphus High School sports. And the tradition continues tonight. It's high school basketball on Fun 107.1 and Fun107.1.fm. Presented by the Union Bank. We now go live courtside for all the action on Fun 107.1.
And basketball fans, good evening and welcome to Fort Jennings tonight for high school basketball. The Union Bank, a proud sponsor of area high school sports since 1904. They've been proud to call themselves your community bank, and you can find them at ubank.com. Well, difficult circumstances over here in the community of Fort Jennings tonight. There was a power outage. Somebody hit a pole out here on 189 about halfway between Fort Jennings and Ottoville. There was no power for the town of Fort Jennings until at 6:01 this evening. And Ron Williams, my partner here, you know as well as I do, Ron, it wasn't about moving the game to Ottoville. It wasn't about, you know, you right. just can't do stuff in 2 seconds with that big delay, can you?
No, not that quick. And, you know, just glad that they were able to get it on. Of course, they lost the JV game tonight, but these two places are a couple miles apart, so they can get together and play a JV game anytime. So
right, and
glad
this,
they're able to get it in.
And this is a special night for Fort Jennings. These non-basketball schools have homecoming nights. Fort Jennings having their homecoming tonight. We expect that to develop here in a few minutes. And maybe they're going to save it for halftime, but I thought it was going to be before the game. And then also, there is a fundraiser event for the Cordy family suffering some issues with cancer that are very important, and that's why they were hoping for the big crowd. And it looks like the Ottoville people are making the trip over here, and I think we're going to have a nice crowd.
Oh, yeah. You never know, or you always know when these two teams get together, they're going to do whatever needs to be done from a community standpoint. And that's what you're seeing from a bunch of people from Ottoville and a bunch of people from Fort Jennings ready for a game.
It's as good as it gets. We've got the Musketeers in the Big Green coming up. Two teams headed in very different directions. And we'll hear from Fort Jennings coach Todd Hain coming up on Fun 107.1.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life, from buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the successes or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Visit any one of our 18 locations or check us out online at theubank.com. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's your life, and you call the shots. But when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Altenburger Insurance Agency, they can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. They're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team. The ball's in your court. Give them a call at 419-453-3424. They'd love to help evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies, like Ohio Mutual.
As another year draws to a close, all of us at Reliable Plumbing and Heating in Delphus would like to say a heartfelt thank you to the customers throughout the area who have depended on us to meet their heating, cooling, and plumbing needs during 2022. It's our sincere hope that those who are able will share some of what they have with others in need during the holiday season. This is Tony Burgi. From all of us at Reliable Plumbing and Heating, best wishes for a very Merry Christmas and only the best during the year ahead.
Weber Funeral Home's beautiful modern facility on East 5th Street in Delphus is completely handicapped accessible with lots of convenient parking. It is home to a caring staff under the direction of myself, Carl Weber, with over 30 years of experience. Our mission is to provide a warm and friendly atmosphere with service and compassion that exceeds all expectations. Weber Funeral Home is known for excellence and trusted for value. Make the choice and experience the difference.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Fort Jennings, just a few minutes away. We'll tip it off. It's homecoming tonight at Fort Jennings High School as the Musketeers play host to Putnam County rival Ottoville. Coach Todd Hain is alongside. Coach, good evening.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Todd, doing great. Always awesome to come over here and check out you and the Musketeers. A little bit of rough medicine at the front end with a utility outage in the region has kind of messed up the evening a little bit, but the homecoming activities are moments away, and you're plowing ahead beautifully.
Plowing ahead, that's a good term.
Yeah. that's all we can do. Let's talk basketball with you guys now. Three games into the season, and two of the three notably good teams, Arlington and Spencerville. You lost a toughie to Ada. Take us through what's gone down so far.
Well, this is the first night we have all our varsity players healthy.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully we can compete a little bit better. But we have five sophomores that play in the varsity. So even though a couple of them have experience, it is a learning process day to day.
Yeah, you had some big guys last year, too. I know in particular John Grody stands out, but there was other size and experience, obviously. Trentman was the leader for a long time, so you deal with the changing faces and only two seniors. You're getting what you need out of those seniors?
Well, Mag's just coming back off a high ankle sprain. He was out. He played a little bit last Saturday, but hopefully we get more out of him now. But Chase Knighter's been with us all year, yeah, and you can never fault his effort.
At this point, so you guys really, frankly, are a work in progress, right?
Yeah, I think so. I know we don't like to think of that because some of those younger kids played, but like you said, those graduates hit a lot of things that that are showing up this year for us.
Now, in your third year, have you been able to at least get to the point where you've established things that you want to do in terms of style and things of that nature, whereby you don't necessarily have to go over things and waste time?
Well, I think so, but it's like starting over now. It's a big jump from junior high to high school, JV, and then from JV to varsity. It's a big jump, and when you only have out of those, I think we play eight, only three of them have really seen any time on the varsity level, and that was sparingly, so it's like starting over.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. The difference between junior high games and the Friday night lights is truly night and day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
What are you going to face tonight here? Now, quite the difference, I think, with Coach Udendorf's team. He's got like six seniors, all a lot of veterans from a good team last year.
And they're playing well.
Yeah.
And they're fast, and they can shoot the ball. So...
Is this the league game tonight or no?
No.
It is.
Nope. We play each other twice, and I think that's a good thing. We play each other twice in every sport,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Just good camaraderie with communities. We're also doing a fundraiser tonight for families having some health issues.
Tell us about that.
AJ and Tiffany Cordy family, and they had a newborn born with some heart defects in the summer, and pretty much just spent all his life at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and every time they go to do surgery, he gets sick or something. And they found out a week or so ago that their second grader now is diagnosed with leukemia. So double whammy. So we're going to do something nice for them tonight as well, especially around the Christmas time, and we'll continue throughout the year.
All right, and of course, people listening to us here in the pregame, get your butts over here. Yet still, and this was really set to be a really big night, frankly, right?
Oh, yeah. The power outage didn't help anything. That's why, you know, you have the homecoming court, the ladies, you know, getting dresses and so forth, and the guys getting their things together. It's a family thing, so we're going to get it in. That's a good thing. So that's why we wanted to keep the game here. You know, we're 3 miles away. We could have moved it, but bottom line is with our homecoming and our kids, we wanted to make it special for them. So that's why we just delayed the JV game. We may not make the JV game up. I don't know.
Right.
But at this point, we're going to play a varsity game. We're going to have homecoming. We're going to raise some money for the Cordys. And all will be well regardless of what happens.
Coach Todd Hain and Fort Jennings Musketeers. Todd, appreciate your efforts. And we're getting the message out best as we can to make this a big night nevertheless. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Stay with us. We'll hear from Coach Udendorf coming up on Fun 107.1.
Retirement planning is a conversation that most can't wait to have. I'm Matt Metzger, and at Metzger Financial Services, we can help you start a personalized retirement plan that will help you prioritize your financial goals and figure out how much money will be needed to consider retire. Give our office a call to schedule an appointment at 419-225-0067.
Registered representative offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Network, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. A broker, dealer, and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1337 North Cable Road, Lima, Ohio, 458.
Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, Fort Jennings Communications, has been serving the area since 1908. They've made many changes in the past years, all to help you, their valuable customer. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, now offers local telephone service, cable, IPTV, and high-speed internet, all with the convenience of one bill. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, online at fortjenningstelephone.com.
The spirit of competition, the local sports scene, friends and family, A&D Tire and Express Mart. They understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of a team and part of the community. A&D Tire and Auto Repair have a complete line of auto parts, tires, batteries, and more for all makes and models and farm needs, too. The Express Mart is the place to go for beverages, snacks, fast food, party supplies, grocery items, and fill up with Valero fuel. Drive through or stop in. A&D Tire and Express Mart in Auto.
The decisions that surround buying and selling a home are some of the biggest ones that you'll make, and you should feel at home with them. We are At Home Realty, and we live, work, and specialize in real estate in the Tri-County area. Let us ease the stress for your purchase or sale with our expertise. Call At Home Realty at 419-695-SOLD, or we are not satisfied until you feel at home.
We're not satisfied till you feel at home. At Home Realty.
On Fun 107.1.
And welcome back to Fort Jennings in our pregame, getting set for the Musketeers and the Otterville Big Green. Let's meet our starters tonight. First for the visiting Otterville Big Green under coach Keith Udendorf. Otterville is 3-0, averaging 57 points per game, giving up 44. Big Green starters, Grant Lease, a 6-foot senior. Kellen Schlagbaum, a 6-foot-1-inch senior. Alex Siever, a 6-foot-3-inch senior. Carter Horseman, a 6-foot senior. And Michael Turnwald, a 5-foot-9-inch junior. Again for the Big Green, it'll be Lease, Schlagbaum, Siever, Horseman, and Turnwald. For the Fort Jennings Musketeers of third-year coach Todd Hain, Fort Jennings averaging 38 points per game, giving up 57. They are 0-3. The Musketeers will start sophomore Brant Menke, 5-foot-10-inch sophomore Owen Cavledge, 6-foot-1-inch sophomore Jaron Swick, 5'11 senior Chase Snyder, and 6-foot-1-inch junior Ethan Kester. That's Menke, Cavledge, Swick, Neidert, and Kester. A little bit change with our pregame. Obviously, they're going to go with the homecoming festivities at halftime. Ron Williams alongside. Ron, we're just about ready for hoops, buddy.
We definitely are. You know, kid, I'm looking forward to seeing tonight, Mike. Remember Carter Horseman having the huge district tournament last year for these guys? He just came up with play after play after play, and looking forward to see him a year older.
He's got the basketball right off the bat as Otterville wins the opening toss and tap. Big Green moving left to right as we get underway. Here's Kellen Schlagbaum. He'll fire up at three. Missed a shot, got his own rebound. Now the ball is kicked by Brant Menke. Schlagbaum through three games, averaging right about 20 points per contest. The Big Green as a team through three, scoring at 58 a game.
Well,
here's the inbound, and they get it right to Schlagbaum. No hesitation. He goes up and scores for Kellen Schlagbaum.
Remember last year, Jaron Swick, as a freshman, was a really impressive freshman. So looking forward to seeing Jaron play, too.
No question for the Musketeers. Now Owen Cavledge with it. Here's Swick in the circle. Now Menke back out top. Looks like the Big Green are in a man-to-man. Musketeers with the basketball. Now pass Almost stolen by Turnwald, recovered by Menke for Fort Jennings. Here's Menke in the lane. Dumps it down low and an open lay-in for Ethan Kester. Got the two, his first basket, the assist to Menke. And now as we head the other way, well, the Fort Jennings blocking foul as Grant Lee's taking it down low. And we'll look for an indication, the Musketeers, that foul.
I believe it was on Kester.
It's on Ethan Kester. Okay. A 6 foot 1 inch junior. A very young Fort Jennings team.
And yeah.
For the big green, Carter Horseman will shoot free throws. The first one is up short, off the mark. Rebound of the Musketeers. So 4-2 early going. That was obviously an and one for Horseman. And now here in the front court, the ball's knocked out of bounds. It's Fort Jennings possession. So a minute in, it's 4-2 Big Green. Well, the Musketeers, Menke feeds it right side. Looking to penetrate with Jaron Swick. Dumps it down low, and there's another easy two for Ethan Kester. That's twice they've found him on the weak side for the easy finish.
Two easy, easy plays for Ethan Kester, both made, one by Menke and one by Neidert.
And here's Michael Turnwald. He blows right down the lane. Nobody picks him up, and the 5'9 junior with the easy lay-in. It's 6-4, Otterville.
Michael's another one with a lot of experience from last year back from this team, back for this team.
And now what do we have? A turnover in the front court on Jaron Swick. Maybe, or an offensive foul. What, on the push?
Yeah, I know. I believe it was on the pick that Kester set. So Kester came up with two easy layups, but also has two quick fouls, and he's out of the game.
Not good for the Musketeers because his coach, Todd Hain, was telling us they're not deep. Ian Halbert will come on, a 5'10" sophomore. Here's Otterville working against some mild pressure, and they'll jack up a three from the corner. Won't go for Alex Seaver. Rebound to Jaron Swick, and he is the prime mover for the Musketeers. He'll fire in the front court. Missed a shot. Rebound Alex Seaver for the Big Green. We're 2 minutes in. Here's Schlagbaum, right side to Grant Lease. Takes it down the lane, goes up and scores.
Just getting to the basket way too easy.
Yep. No question about it. 8-4. Now Menke's double-teamed. He's in trouble, and he beats the press with the pass to the open Jaron Swick, and he'll lay it up and in.
That's three. I mean, can't have more point-blank layups for Fort Jennings, and I'm sure that Coach Utendorf wants to get that fixed.
Yeah, almost on either side. There have been easy points, if you will. Two-point Big Green lead. Here's Schlockbaum at the point. Now Horseman in the lane. Bounces it out to Turnwall. Dumps it to Schlagbaum. Open three. And nothing but net for the 6'1" senior. His fifth point. It's Otterville back in front.
He was a nice guard last year who played in the shadow of Miller all year long. So we're going to see how he's able to shine on his own a little bit this year.
Yep, Ian Halbert with the basketball. Now Brent Menke left of the point is Owen Cavillage for Fort Jennings. Swick will let it fly. Too long, shot missed. Grant Lease has it. Ahead to Schlagbaum. Wants to run and feeds it ahead too quickly, although it looked like it hit one of the Musketeers. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to stay Otterville possession. And we're going to have changes for both teams. We'll pick it up most prominently, though, it looks like, for Otterville, Jace Langhall, 6'1" junior, and Keaton Schnipke, a 6'3" junior, will check in. Keith Udendorf says he likes to go about nine deep comfortably, and that's an asset. Now here's a foul after the inbound, way out on the perimeter, as the Musketeer foul on Chase Snyder. Three fouls on the Musketeers, and that's not an early good sign for Coach Hain and company.
No, not at all, and especially when they have the depth issues they have against a team that has good depth.
Yep.
That's going to make it rough.
Big Green with it in the front court. Carter Horseman, left-hand side, being harassed there. Horseman in the lane. He stops, fades from short range. He goes up strong and scores.
Good move from Carter. Got him up in the air and was able to hit that little six-foot jumper.
That's four for the senior. It's 13-6, Big Green. Here's a dribble drive through the lane. Strong move, shot by Chase Snyder, laid it up short. Rebound, ball got tipped out. Last touch by the Big Green, so Fort Jennings will keep it. And for the Musketeers' Adam Hurston, a 6-foot sophomore, will check in as Chase Snyder will grab a seat. A
lot of sophomores playing, which is always fun to see, but it makes for a long night sometimes against good teams.
Yep. Otterville, a lot of seniors. Inbound shot is missed. Otterville gets a breakaway, and Langhouse in the front court might have got away with a walk. He's going to go up and draw a Musketeers foul.
Nice pass by Kellen Schlagbaum there. Saw him out in front. Got him going the other way.
Fort Jennings foul on Jaron Zwick, the 6'1 sophomore. And that's already a fourth team foul. And here's two from the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line for Otterville's Alex Seaver. First one is up and in. Makes it 14-6. Alex brother Ryan played a few years ago. He now plays for Capital University. Yep. Second free throw is missed. Rebound to the Musketeers. For Jennings in the front court. Jarrett Magg is in the lineup now. We saw quite a bit of Jarrett last year. I think that's 20. Yep, that's 20 there. Also, Ian Halbert now with the rock. Left side. Here's Minky. He'll let fire from long range. Good inside rebound position for Adam Hurston, and he'll go up and score. Oh, crowd wanted to travel. Yeah, no call from the officials. Otterville keeps possession. Dribble drive in the lane. The Horseman got away with the walk. No, he didn't. They're going to call Carter Horseman with the walk, and a turnover will head the other way.
And it's 14-8, and they're up six, but Coach Utendorf cannot be happy. Literally 4-point-blank layups. That one coming off of an offensive rebound. Just can't give those up.
All right, with 3 minutes to play first quarter, here come the Musketeers trailing 14-8. Now Jaron Zwick, free throw line jumper. Missed it, one and done. Rebound Jace Langhals to Kellen Schlagbaum. Looking down the floor, the senior. Here's Michael Turnwald with it. He'll stop. Shakes off his defender. Drops it in the lane to Trey Landwehr. Now in there for the big green, and he'll throw it into the backcourt. And it's stolen away by Ian Halbert for Fort Jennings. Ludendorff is beside himself. Now another steal as Langhals takes it back for Otterville. 2.5 minutes to play first quarter. Dribble drive in the lane. Turnwald goes up, and he gets hacked on the arm by Ian Halbert. That'll be of the two-shot variety. So Michael Turnwald's going to go to the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. And, of course, this first quarter of action is brought to you by Roof and Benchick Law Office in Kenton. Find them online at rooflawoffice.com. Not going to shoot free throws to foul before the shot. Otterville with the possession. Here's Callen Schlagbaum. Tip from him. Lost out of bounds. It'll stay big green possession on the far sidelines in the front court.
Of course, some of the Fort Jennings fans will look at that and say, 5 fouls to 0. Call some the other way. Yeah, it's right. Not at all a fluke. This is because Otterville knows how to get to the basket and get fouled, and Fort Jennings is too young to know that yet.
Yep. You're starting. Here's a backdoor feed. Beautiful feed, and the drop-off to Keaton Schnipke, and he'll go up and score. Give the assist to Trey Landwehr, the 6'3 junior. Snipke's been a pleasant early surprise for Coach Udendorf. It's 16-8, big green. Now the ball is stolen by Jace Langhals. 3-on-2. Langhals attacks the basket, drops it back. Snipke will fire the three, rattles off the iron, missed it. Rebound to the Musketeers.
Langhals' second steal.
With it is Brant Menke. Menke straight away working against the Otterville man-to-man. Menke still with the basketball. Now left-hand wing is Jarrett Magg. Magg to Hurston. And here's a foul way out on the perimeter. It's Otterville's Michael Turnwald got whistled. That's his first, and as I have it, first on the Otterville team.
Yes, yeah. It is.
How about that? The Otterville seems like they might be the more experienced club. You can sort of get that sense already.
They've got some talent out there.
Early season for both teams, but both teams with 3 games under their belt, but 3 different decisions going the other way.
3-0 versus 0-3.
Yep, no question. Cross-court pass slipped through there. Here's Menke from long range. Shot missed. Gets his own rebound after it was deflected out. And Brant Menke will try to reset the Musketeer offense. dumps it on the corner to Ian Halbert, and he'll fire up a three and score.
Remember Ian last year as a freshman getting some time, and
yep.
He wasn't afraid. He's a strong kid,
yep.
And he can also make that three.
Under a minute, first quarter, 16-11. Ottaville, Michael Turnwall blows down the lane, drops it to Langhals. Langhals in the block, feeds to Turnwall. He'll fire a three. Missed it. Carter Horseman doing the dirty work. Goes up strong. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Still with the basketball. Horseman to Turnwall. And back to, here's Seaver for three, and it's up and in.
Carter Horseman kept it alive with two offensive rebounds.
Yeah, he's relentless. He's one of those guys. Here's Mankey on the other end. His shot is short. Long rebound to Michael Turnwald with 15 seconds to play first quarter. Ottaville on top, 19-11. Obviously looking for a shot to close out the quarter. Turnwald takes a screen, drops it. Seaver, open three. No good. Rebound in the corner, and nobody got to it in time. It's going to be Musketeer possession. They'll have to come the length with 2.5 seconds. So we'll see what the Musketeers can manufacture. Ian Halbert will be the trigger man. Looking, gets it into Mankey. Three-quarter court shot. Nothing doing there. Buzzer sounds after 8 minutes from Fort Jennings tonight. On the Premier Bank scoreboard, it's Ottaville 19, Fort Jennings 11 on Fun 107.1.
The future is full of unknown events, but that doesn't mean you can't plan. Hi, I'm Amanda with Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. Creating an estate plan ensures your wishes are carried out after death. Creating a power of attorney for your adult teen ensures your help during emergencies. Reviewing your estate plan every 3 to 5 years ensures your future plans are up to date. To learn more about estate planning, power of attorney, and more, go to AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, WALTZLaw.com.
The Fort Jennings State Bank is the bank of choice in our community, a safe, well-managed financial institution which can meet all of your financial needs. Need a checking account to manage expenses, a loan to buy a home or purchase business equipment? The Fort Jennings State Bank has a solution for you. With offices in Fort Jennings, Columbus Grove, Continental, Leipzig, Ottawa, and Ottaville. Online at fjsb.com. The Fort Jennings State Bank, the bank of choice. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, Ron Williams alongside Mike Miller with you. Just about set, second quarter action. And this quarter is brought to you by Rothen Benching Law Office in Kenton. Find them online at rooflawoffice.com. Musketeers with the possession to start the quarter. They trail 19-11 on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Here's Brant Mankey. Dumps it down low and from short range, going up very quickly with the release. Owen Cavillage. Nice two-man basketball there, Ron.
Brant Mankey has 3 assists, and you know they're just, I have to say, you know, there's a turnover by Turnwald.
Yep, tried to force it in the lane, so Musketeers coming the other way, and Mankey's doing a good job against that endless pressure. He dribbles around Kellen Schlagbaum. Mankey with it. Now off to Jarrett Magg.
Sure
whistle. Right. Ball got lost.
Jarrett was going with that one.
Yep. Got a little frantic there. You can kind of sense that the Musketeers are in a hurry.
Yep. And that's what young kids do.
Yep.
You got that many young kids on the floor. But at the same time, they've done a nice job in getting layups. They've got five just flat-out layups. A nice move by Kellen Schlagbaum.
Yep, Kellen Schlagbaum already with 7 points as the 6'1 senior somewhat calmly just takes it to the hole. 21-13, the Big Green lead. Here's Jaron Zwick. Crossover dribble. Here's Jaron with a fade, and he'll get fouled up in the air. Carter Horseman fouls Swick. That's a fun matchup to watch there because we talked about how relentless Horseman is, but Swick is a solid performer,
yeah,
too.
Their coaches are over there telling him there's just no reason to foul on that. You had a kid taking a tough shot over the top of you. You were in perfect position. Just keep your hands up. Make him make that shot.
So Jaron Zwick at the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. Lee's Famous Recipe in Delphus, Lima, and Wapakoneta. All of the home style, none of the hassle. Jaron Zwick gets one more. He's got 2 points so far. And the second free throw this time is up and in. 21-14. Musketeers will pick him up at about half court. Here's Callen Schlagbaum for Otterville. Dumps it deep in the left corner to Carter Horseman. Now Michael Turnwald down the lane. He stops, he goes up, and he scores.
They've got some kids who have some nice moves just getting right into, you know, Horseman, Turnwald. They get themselves right there to 6-8 feet and just hit nice little jumpers. Turnover by Mankey.
Yep. Guys that have just have a lot of experience. You've got one, two, three, four. You've got seven returning lettermen.
All right.
And six seniors. Yeah, we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 6:23 to play, quarter number two. It's Otterville 23, Fort Jennings 14. We're back in a minute on Fun 107.1.
A century of protection.
Stolle Insurance Group, we choose to partner with the industry-leading insurance carriers, carriers like Auto Owners Insurance. My name is Chad Stolle. Whether your needs may be business, home, or auto, even life insurance, trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Together, Stolle Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company, looking out for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
You deserve a more empowering banking experience, and Premier Bank is giving you one. Earn $200 when you open a new simple checking account, and you'll enjoy easy mobile banking, no monthly account fees or minimum balance, and surcharge-free access to over 37,000 ATMs nationwide. Then get ready to enjoy $200 worth of, well, whatever you want. Visit yourpremierbank.com/simple200 to view offer details. Premier Bank, powered by people. Offer valid through December 31st. Member FDIC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings after the timeout. Otterville on top, 23-14. Big Green with the basketball. We're early second quarter action. See if we can see what the Muskies are doing defensively around.
They're in a 2-3 zone now, trying to cut down on that penetration that they're giving up a little too easily.
No question. Big junior Keaton Schnipke in there. Now Callen Schlagbaum, the senior point guard, team leader, leading scorer, averaging about 20 a game through three contests. Otterville showing patience against the zone. Not in a hurry. Here's Turnwall. Dumps it to Schnipke. He'll fire from deep in the corner. It's nothing but net. Keaton Schnipke.
Five on the night. And, you know, I think that just puts him up 12, I think. Yep. Coach Hain has to be pretty happy with his way his team's playing, but yep. It's a really good team they're going against.
And now the Musketeers, Jaron Zwick left of the point. He attacks that Audible man-to-man. Gets a return pass from Mankey. Now here is Ian Halbert. Here's Mankey deep in the left corner. Shot by Brandt. Missed it. Rebound Schlagbaum. Shoves it ahead to Turnwald. And we will get fouled before he can get to the basket. As that time, Otterville really getting it out quickly on the floor. And that is a sixth team foul on the Musketeers, first on Owen Cavillage.
Grant Mankey with three assists when he's going to the basket, but he's 0-for-4 from three.
Turnwald inbound to a open Horseman, couldn't finish. Boy, Horseman and Jaron Zwick for Fort Jennings. Those two are absolutely going at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think they're maybe kind of the same personality, huh?
Yeah, Horseman plays hard down
they're,
there.
They're Bulldogs. Here's a lob pass into Callen Schlagbaum. So, Otterville up 12 with the basketball. Schlagbaum dribbles behind his back. Bounces it beautifully to Alex Seaver in the lane, and he finishes the assist to Callen Schlagbaum. What tremendous court awareness there.
I like to see Seaver cut into the basket on these. He's got the size to go down in there. He's 0-for-3 from 3. Get the ball down inside to him a couple times. I'm sorry, he's 1-for-3 from 3.
28-14, Otterville has doubled up the Musketeers. Now Fort Jennings here in the front court. Jump shot right of the key is up and in for the Musketeers.
Owen Cavillage is 2-for-2.
Yep, that's back-to-back hoops for Cavillage. Now the Big Green, Michael Turnwald, shoves it. Schnipke again. He's not afraid to pull the trigger. That one he laid up short. Jaron Zwick with the rebound. Feeds it ahead to Adam Hurston, near side. Hurston doesn't need the ball in his hands, and it's taken from him a turnover. Seaver takes it away, and Hurston with the foul. That might be three on him already. Nope. That's two on him.
Yeah, it was.
Here's the problem. That's the seventh team foul.
Yeah.
So Ottaville was
four minutes.
And with that, Alex Siever, the 6'3" senior, will step to the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. He has 6 points so far, and the free throw is up. And it's right through.
It was Kester who got the two early fouls, Mike. That's
yep.
who you were thinking of then.
So he'll get one more. Also for the Big Green, Trey Landwehr, 5'8 senior, checking back in there. Siever, second free throw. Nothing but net. He's got good form at the line. And he will be replaced by Jace Langhals. Ottaville going with 1-2-2 full court pressure. Halfway through this second quarter. It's 30-16. Brant Mankey needs help. He's double-teamed. Wings it ahead. Musketeers beat it. Here's Cavillage down low. Goes up strong and scores.
Cavillage turning into his own little run here for the Musketeers. Six in a row.
For the sophomore, Owen Cavillage. Now Kellen Schlockbaum for the Big Green at the point. Coach Todd Hayden, he bailed on that zone, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, they're actually doing a nice job of keeping them in front a little bit more in this quarter.
Schlockbaum, dribble drive. Now he'll dump it to Langhals. That was Langhals, pardon me, and a rebound foul. Might be on the Big Green.
You know, I just feel like Ottaville is settling for the three way too often.
Yep.
They can get to the basket much more than they are.
I felt that a lot last year, actually, with them. But I think maybe that's sort of their design style, that if you're open, jack it up.
Yeah, I mean, last year, though, you had Miller, who just was, you know, so able to get past anybody to the basket.
I hear what you're saying. That'll be a question for Keith Udendorf tomorrow. We'll see him tomorrow. We'll go there on that. Now a steal. Schlockbaum, 2-on-1. He's going to take it himself, and he'll take it up and score.
It's the second time in two plays in a row. Kester, and then another steal.
And Schlockbaum again with a steal off the inbound. As Kellen Schlockbaum, you can see why he's at about 20 a game through the first three games. And before we go any further, Coach Todd Hayne wants to talk about it on the Premier Bank scoreboard. 3 minutes to play first half. It's Big Green 34, Musketeers 18. This is Fun 107.1.
If it has an exhaust or those brakes are squealing or grinding, Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes in Delphus has you covered. People travel for miles and miles to come to Don's for their excellent work and incredibly reasonable rates. No need to take out a second mortgage to get your vehicle repaired. Don's prices are some of the best around. With local owner Don Hawkins' 33 years of experience, rest assured, you're in the hands of an expert. Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes, East 5th Street in Delphus next to Pizza Hut. 419-692-2073. Smoke in the competition.
Bob Evans Manufacturing has increased their starting wage. Newly hired employees will start at $18.90 an hour, plus a 2-2-3 schedule, full benefits, company paid life insurance, 401k with up to 6% company match, and 11 paid holidays. You'll also get a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Refer a friend who gets hired and receive a $1,000 referral bonus. Start your new career at Bob Evans Manufacturing today, producing mashed potatoes. Apply today at BobEvansGrocery.com. That's BobEvansGrocery.com.
High school basketball on 1-107-1.
Back at Fort Jennings after the timeout. Here come the Musketeers. And now we're going to have an offensive foul. It may be on Owen Cavillage. Let's see. It is on Cavillage, way on the other side, on the weak side of the ball. Cavillage got caught with a push-off.
Must have been setting a back screen for somebody and just had to be moving all over the place to get that called.
Pretty rare, but that third official with his eyes on the action there, I guess. 2:45 to play first half. Ottaville with a comfortable lead and the basketball. Here's Michael Turnwall. Now in there is Adam Brinkman, a 6'2" junior. So we've seen like 10 different Ottaville players. Here's Turnwald. Drops it to Grant Lease. Back to Turnwald. A couple of guys on that state golf team they had this year. Here's Schlockbaum. Kellen, he stops. He goes up. Missed a shot. Rebound, Jaren Swick.
I think he got fouled there by
Halbert. Yeah, he got clobbered, but what are you going to do? Here's Ian Halbert.
That's another one.
He'll drop his second three-pointer.
Got away with the foul at one end, came down and hit the three on
him. That's the way it goes. Here's a triple try missed. Rebound to Brinkman. He can't hit the follow. Rebound to the Musketeers. Brant Mankey dribbles off his foot, gets it back, shoves it to Jaren Swick. Back to Brant Mankey, takes a screen from Swick. Schlagbaum will pick him up. Now Brant Mankey lost his dribble to Ian Halbert, right-hand side. Halbert for the Musketeers as they work the offense. Mankey with a three, missed a shot. Rebound, Swick goes up. Missed a shot, whistle foul on the big green. It's on Grant Lease. I think that's going to be a two-shotter.
Brant's now 0 for 5 from 3. But, you know, again, another offensive rebound by Swick, and that's the one thing that Coach Utendorf can't be happy about right now is just the way that they are not boxing out well enough. I mean, if they're playing a big, strong team right now, they are getting killed on the boards.
Yeah, you're talking about Ottaville, right?
Yeah.
When you say they, and I think they have... They haven't even shown much interest on the defensive backboard, have they?
No, it's...
That would be disheartening for Coach Utendorf. First free throw is missed by Swick. Second one is up and in for Jaren. That's his fourth point. 34-22, Musketeers hanging in there. 90 seconds to play. First half, here's Kellen Schlagbaum. Michael Turnwald. Crossover dribble. In the lane, scoop to the hoop, threw up a wild shot. A lot of contact again, no call. Here come the Musketeers. Brant Mankey with it, guarded by Turnwall. Mankey right of the key, crossover to Halbert. Halbert shoves off on Brinkman. Halbert goes up, and they're going to call a foul.
Yes, there is no problem on that last one that Turnwald went to the basket with. Right. I mean, if he goes down in there and gets his feet underneath him, gives a couple of fakes and gets fouled, but he was totally out of control and shot the ball.
Yep.
I like the no call there.
So Ian Halbert will shoot free throws. The Grant Lease foul, his second for Audible, and Ian Halbert will connect from the Lease Famous Recipe free throw line.
I mean, the Musketeers, they get this. They're still only down 10. They've hung in there.
Exactly. They're playing with some pride here. Second free throw is up and in for Halbert. One thing both of these clubs have, this is their fourth game. Here's Schlagbaum. He drives, and he goes up very smoothly and scores. And Kellen Schlagbaum, I think at this point he's going to be one of the better players in the area, right?
Oh, yeah. No, he's very good. And again, I just feel like they should be going to that basket every time against a team like this. And they should be further out in front than they are. But, you know, it's early.
Kellen Schlagbaum completes the and one free throw. He now has 14 points. It's 37-24. With 50 seconds to play and a half for the Musketeers. Brant Mankey, now Jaren Swick. Right side is Halbert, guarded by Alex Seaver. Halbert, double team, in trouble. Cross court to Swick. Now here's a shot from the corner. It glances off iron by Jarrett Magg, and it hit the line, or a foul on the rebound against one of the Audeville players.
Well, they called a foul on Schlagbaum, boxing out against Halbert, and at least, as you mentioned, interesting. No, it was Schlagbaum. Says it's his first, number two.
On the board, Schlagbaum is 12.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
So
it's on, it was on Langhals. Here's Swick. He'll fire a three for the Musketeers. Missed his shot. Rebound, Keaton Snipke. Final 20 seconds. Audeville on top, 37-24. They'll get a look here. Kellen Schlagbaum with the dribble. Brant Mankey on him. Takes a screen from Snipke. 8, 7, 6. Schlagbaum still with it. 5, 4. Drops it to Turnwall. He'll fire a three, and he'll bank it up and in. Are you kidding me? Then he just covers his face. He said, I guess that was me.
They did not get a good shot at all on that, and he kind of just threw it, but sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
He didn't even call it, did he?
Nope.
All right. It's halftime at Fort Jennings on the Premier Bank scoreboard in the varsity game. Our score at the half is Ottaville 40 and Fort Jennings 24. Stay with us. You're with Fun 107.1.
A century of protection.
Stolle Insurance Group, we choose to partner with the industry's leading insurance carriers, carriers like Auto Owners Insurance. Whether your needs may be business, home, auto, or even life insurance, trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Together, Stolle Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company, looking out for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
When you need great banking advice, the Ottaville Bank Company will consult you on all your financial needs. For home, farm, mortgages, IRAs, personal loans, and even online bill pay, consult with the friendly professionals at the Ottaville Bank Company. The Ottaville Bank Company, large enough to serve you and small enough to know you. Find out more about the Ottaville Bank Company and all the services offered at OttavilleBank.com. That's OttavilleBank.com.
Want to make tonight's dinner a true winner? Just stop by Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken and pick up a 12-piece family meal at a great price. You'll get 12 pieces of our classic Famous Recipe Chicken that's honey-dipped, hand-breaded, and pressure-cooked just right, along with three of our large sides and six fluffy biscuits. This is Temptation times 12. Get the family meal that's big on flavor and on value with the 12-piece family meal. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
Hi, this is Howard Violet, your AgriCover dealer in Delphus, Ohio for many, many years. Come to Delphus and see what we have to offer you in AgriCover products. Roll tarps for your wagons, your grain carts, your semi-trailers, electric tarps. We also have pickup bed covers, lots of products from AgriCover, a great company from Jamestown, North Dakota. We are proud to be one of their highest level dealers. Come and see us in Delphus soon.
When you choose an insurance company, you look for service and protection. Indiana Farmers Insurance has insured homes and farms since 1877. You can depend on Indiana Farmers Insurance to provide the service and protection you need when you need it. Call Hickey Morris Insurance, an independent insurance agency proudly representing Indiana Farmers Insurance. You can stop by our office located at 452 East 2nd Street or call 419-692-5876 or visit our website at LelandSmith.com. For service and protection.
Do you find everyday activities painful? Do you struggle to keep up with your hobbies? At OIO, we've put together a team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons to help you. We offer personalized care for back and neck pain, sports injuries, arthritis, and more. Our on-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for quick and accurate diagnosis. When you're ready to do more, come see us at OIO. To schedule an appointment, call 419-222-6622.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings at halftime with the homecoming activities going on. The visiting Ottaville Big Green leading 40-24. Ottaville led after 8 minutes, 19-11, and the 16-point margin at the half. Look at our individual scoring in the first half for the Musketeers. Led by Ian Hobart with 8 points, 6 for Owen Cavillage, 4 each for Jaron Zwick and Ethan Kester, and 2 for Adam Kester. For the visiting Ottaville Big Green, senior Kellen Schlagbaum with 14, 8 points for Alex Siever, 7 for Michael Turnwald, 5 for Keaton Schnipke, 4 points for Carter Horseman, and 2 for Grant Lease, the Ottaville total of 40. And as the king and queen and the homecoming ceremonies continue on here, we want to tell you that as a parent, you are not entitled to make decisions on behalf of your adult teen. You can contact Amanda Walsh Law to plan for your college student's medical and financial future. That's AmandaWalshLaw.com. We'll come back. We'll announce who the king and queen winners are tonight here at Fort Jennings. And we'll get Ron's impressions on what we've seen in this first half and much more at the half on the Premier Bank scoreboard. It's Ottaville 40, Fort Jennings 24. This is Fun 107.1.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life, from buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the successes or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Visit any one of our 18 locations or check us out online at theubank.com. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Weber Funeral Home's beautiful modern facility on East 5th Street in Dolphus is completely handicapped accessible with lots of convenient parking. It is home to a caring staff under the direction of myself, Carl Weber, with over 30 years of experience. Our mission is to provide a warm and friendly atmosphere with service and compassion that exceeds all expectations. Weber Funeral Home is known for excellence and trusted for value. Make the choice and experience the difference.
When you choose an insurance company, you look for service and protection. Indiana Farmers Insurance has insured homes and farms since 1877. You can depend on Indiana Farmers Insurance to provide the service and protection you need when you need it. Call Hickey Morris Insurance, an independent insurance agency proudly representing Indiana Farmers Insurance. You can stop by our office located at 452 East 2nd Street or call 419-692-5876 or visit our website at LelandSmith.com. For service and protection.
The spirit of competition. The local sports scene. Friends and family. A&D Tire and Express Mart. They understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of a team and part of the community. A&D Tire and Auto Repair have a complete line of auto parts, tires, batteries, and more for all makes and models and farm needs too. The Express Mart is the place to go for beverages, snacks, fast food, party supplies, grocery items, and fill up with Valero fuel. Drive through or stop in. A&D Tire and Express Mart in Ottaville.
Cue the superhero music. Get ready to leap tall bills in a single bound. Superior Credit Union has increased their Visa rewards to 1.5% cash back on all purchases. But wait, Superior Credit Union will also offer up to 2% cash back on grocery purchases now through the end of the year. All you have to do is use your Superior Visa Rewards credit card. Need help with the groceries? Superior to the rescue. Apply online at SuperiorCU.com. NMLS number 746357.
The Fort Jennings State Bank is the bank of choice in our community, a safe, well-managed financial institution which can meet all of your financial needs. Need a checking account to manage expenses, a loan to buy a home or purchase business equipment? The Fort Jennings State Bank has a solution for you. With offices in Fort Jennings, Columbus Grove, Continental, Leipzig, Ottawa, and Ottaville. Online at fjsb.com. The Fort Jennings State Bank, the bank of choice. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Fort Jennings at halftime of the varsity game with the visiting Ottaville Big Green leading the Musketeers 40-24 just a few minutes ago, announcing the king and queen of the Fort Jennings homecoming. This year's queen is Taylor Finn, and this year's king is Chase Neidert. So congratulations to those people and the folks here at Fort Jennings giving us a show. And speaking of a show, if you're an athlete, a weekend warrior, or just plain celebrating life, choose DeWitt Chiropractic for your active treatment. Dr. DeWitt's goal is to create a partnership dedicated to your speedy recovery and enduring wellness. They're at the corner of 5th and Canal in Dolphus. Schedule your appointment online at DeWittChiropractic.com, or walk-ins are welcome if life is just that busy. And as we reflect both on what we've seen through 16 minutes and look forward for DeWitt Chiropractic, Ron, first for the visiting Ottaville bunch, kind of what we suggested when we heard from Todd Hain and thoughts amongst ourselves. Their veteran status appears to be pretty obvious, but they've been a little sloppy with their approach, haven't they?
No, I just don't, you know, obviously they're going to keep working on those things, but they're 4 for 12 from 3, which isn't a bad percentage, but they're 12 for 17 when they attack the basket. Yep. And could be doing that literally every possession if they wanted to. And those are the way. That's the way they're going to have to be able to play down the road to play good teams.
Yep.
The other thing, they've got to do a better job inside the 24 points that they've given up. Again, same thing. The Musketeers are 2-for-10 from three,
right.
7-for-9 when they get the ball inside to the basket. The problem is they're not quick enough to get to the basket near as much as Ottoville is,
yep.
But Ottoville's given up too many easy ones when they are getting there.
As we look at Coach Todd Haynes' club, the Musketeers, they have certainly been working their tails off with some adverse challenges, right?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, Ottoville's a better basketball team than they are, and they're out there playing as hard as they can and kept it a, 8-point game or so for yep. most of the first half until they let it kind of get away in that last couple minutes. Now they trail by 16.
All right, our second half adjustments courtesy of the good folks at DeWitt Chiropractic at the corner of 5th and Canal in Delphus. Finding that car, truck, or SUV that fits your needs and your budget easier than you think when you see Bill Huffman at the Tom Hall Family of Dealerships in Lima. When you have vehicles to choose from, they've got them. Give Bill a call, 419-296-7188. That's Bill Huffman from the Tom Hall Family of Dealerships. When a new or pre-owned vehicle is in your future. Ready to go. Second half basketball in this third quarter is brought to you by Roof and Benchick Law Office in Kenton. Find them online at rooflawoffice.com. Ottoville possession to start the half. They'll be moving from our right to left. And with it is Kellen Schlockbaum at 14 points in the first half. And he's probably going to score a lot of points this year. The senior dumps it to Michael Turnwall. Now passing the lane got loose, and Carter Horseman can't hang on, so the Musketeers will take over.
Yeah, that turnover goes to Grant Lees. Tried to force a pass that really wasn't there. He wanted Turnwall to go to the basket, but just the pass wasn't there.
Ottoville sticking with their man-to-man defensively. Here come the Musketeers. Owen Cavledge had a good second half, or second quarter, I should say. Cavledge, now Jaron Zwick, drops it to Cavledge down low over Turnwall. Can't convert. Rebound to Alex Seaver. Quickly in the front court. Horseman down low. He goes up. He scores. Carter Horseman. He's a six-footer, but he plays like he's about 6'3 or 4.
Plays a lot bigger than 6 foot.
Yeah, he's mentioned. One of those guys. Now Schlagbaum with the steal. Stops over Swick. Up and in for Kellen Schlagbaum.
Kellen can shoot the ball. He's got a really nice three. That one there, he came to a stop and had to go up over a taller player and was able to finish nicely.
44-24. Musketeers now with the basketball. The right-hand wing is Chase Snyder. Now Owen Cavledge. Yep. Keith Udendorf says, how could all three of us miss that? Here's a shot down low. Follow-up shot, no. Rebound, Kellen Schlagbaum. Baseball pass ahead in the front court. Grant Lees goes up and scores, but Schlagbaum, that was three-quarter court. He just sung that thing.
He is a good passer.
And the Musketeers want to talk about it. We'll take a break with 6:15 to play, third quarter. The Premier Bank scoreboard says Big Green 46, Musketeers 24 on Fun 107.1.
Bob Evans Manufacturing has increased their starting wage. Newly hired employees will start at $18.90 an hour, plus a 2-2-3 schedule, full benefits, company paid life insurance, 401k with up to 6% company match, and 11 paid holidays. You'll also get a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Refer a friend who gets hired and receive a $1,000 referral bonus. Start your new career at Bob Evans Manufacturing today, producing mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Apply today at BobEvansGrocery.com. That's BobEvansGrocery.com.
When you suffer a bone, joint, or muscle injury, where should you go? For sprained ankles, broken bones, and more, visit Orthopedic Urgent Care Experts at OIO. We have urgent care locations in Lima, Findlay, and Coldwater. They are open during regular office hours. On-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for a quick and accurate diagnosis. Next time you need urgent orthopedic care, come see the specialists at OIO. No appointment necessary. Learn more at orthoohio.com.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings after the timeout. Still lots of time. A little over 6 minutes to play third quarter, but Musketeers down 22. They're on the ropes.
Well, and they, you know, they just ran off an 8-0 run and didn't take any threes. They went to the basket hard every time, so I'm sure Coach Utendorf talked about it. You know, let's put this game away.
Yeah.
They pretty much have.
It's almost like they adjusted logically with some of the things that you were making points about at halftime, Ron. They were sloppy.
They just played pretty loose.
Now here's the steal. Here's Michael Turnwald for the big green coming the other way. Drops it to Horseman. He'll pound in the lane. Schlockbaum, open three, swish.
Those are the ones you don't mind. You get a guy driving to the basket, he finds a wide open good shooter, and he puts it up, and he's going to make a bunch of those.
That's 19 for Schlagbaum. Ball got kicked in the backcourt. Ottaville with some 1-2-2 pressure, and it has been a problem here in this third quarter.
Yeah. They threw on this 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap, and Fort Jennings has not figured out yet how to do it, or they just really don't have the players to attack it.
Musketeers with it. Jaron Zwick, he can do the honors. Now to Menke, to Zwick. Bounces it ahead, and it's stolen away just like that. Here's Turnwald the other way. Zings it to Seaver. He'll fire up a three. Shot missed. Jaron Zwick with the rebound for the Musketeers. Zwick, boy, he just had help last year with young Mr. Trentman.
Yeah.
He could use him to help him in the backcourt. Here's Brent Menke now. Menke doing a nice job. He just got too many guys on him. Here's a dribble drive. Attacking the hoop was Ian Halbert, and he'll draw a two-shot foul. So Halbert's got that necessary strength to do about anything. And
yeah, he's a big kid.
And it will step to the line. The Michael Turnwald foul for Audeville, his second. And Ian Halbert from the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. The free throw is up, and it rolls in. That's 9 for the 5'10 sophomore. Musketeers going to need him big time this year. Second one is up. It's also right through. 49-26. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Schlagbaum in the front court. Stops. Ball got kicked. Or was Schlagbaum fouled? He was fouled by Ian Halbert. And it's first on the Musketeers in this third quarter. Second on Halbert. Ottaville works it in under their own hoop. Michael Turnwald lobs it to Schlagbaum. Wanted to pull the trigger, decided not to. Now he'll dribble out and reset. Dribbles between his legs. Stops in the circle. Gives it to Turnwald. With it is Grant Lease. Lease hands Schlockbaum, NBA 3. Oh, yeah. Rims out. Rebound in the paint. Seaver Horseman with it.
Who comes and gets
everything.
He goes and gets it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just eats him up in the lane, doesn't he? He's fun to watch. Here's Carter Horseman now. He's got a knack. He'll attack
I like to. He loves to go to the basket. Yeah. He does not settle for the three.
He attacks the baseline there and draws a foul.
When you look at him and a kid like Alex Seaver, you know, Alex,
totally different.
He is always looking for that three. He's a good shooter. But, boy, I love the kids who just will attack that basket.
Yeah. Horseman has sort of a just innate lookout.
I'm coming,
yeah. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Ottaville on top, 49-26. Schlockbaum, crossover dribble. He drives. Look at that move by Kellen Schlockbaum. How about that, Ron?
Yeah, that was a good move. Went to his left, was able to finish with a couple guys coming at him.
Yeah,
quick turn over there. And there's
steal by Schlockbaum, ahead to Seaver, and he'll lay it up and in. That's 10 for Alex Seaver, but Kellen Schlockbaum just showing that quickness on the floor, both as a defender and on the offensive end. Now Seaver will kick the ball, so it'll stay Musketeer possession.
There's no question that Coach Utendorf challenged his team at halftime to come out and play with a little more passion than they played in the first half.
Yep.
They have responded.
Well, they're going to get challenged tomorrow night. The road trip to Spencerville, lucky us.
We'll
be on hand for that one.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what you're looking at. You're not looking at, you know, how bad you can beat Fort Jennings. You're looking at, can you go beat Spencerville?
That's totally correct. Here we go. Musketeers with it now. Brant Mankey with the basketball.
Should be Jarens. Two undefeated teams if Spencerville wins tonight,
and
right?
And the Bearcats got a big toughie tonight with a good-looking Crestview bunch here early. Shot by Jarens Wick won't go. Rebound, Halbert and Schnipke. It's going to be a held ball, and it'll stay out of ill possession. So, yeah, hope you can join us tomorrow night. And that's going to be an early start, about an hour earlier than usual. Our airtime should be around 6:15 or 6:30 for varsity basketball tomorrow here on Fun 107.1. Now the Musketeers working inbounds and stolen away. Stolen by Carter Horseman. He'll take it the distance and will get fouled as he takes it right to the basket.
I could have told you when he stole that ball about 70 feet from the basket where he was going to end up. I can tell you that.
You know, as I recall last year, we didn't do too many automobile games. We did quite a few, but he was a big help for them in the district tournament, wasn't he?
Great district tournament.
Yeah. So. Hey, we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We'll take this Premier Bank timeout with 3.5 minutes to play. Third quarter, it's Otterville 53, Fort Jennings 26. This is Fun 107.1.
Your 18-year-old is now a legal adult, which means, as a parent, you are not entitled to make decisions on their behalf. What happens in a medical emergency? What happens when your out-of-state college student needs help with financial affairs? Hi, I'm Amanda from Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. A healthcare power of attorney and durable power of attorney ensures that your child is not helpless. Call me to learn more about planning for your adult teen's future. Find me online at AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, W-A-L-T-Z, law.com.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life, from buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the successes or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Visit any one of our 18 locations or check us out online at theubank.com. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, Mike Miller, Ron Williams with you. Otterville in command, 53-26. Still 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter, Ron.
Yeah, you were just mentioning Keaton Schnipke in the meantime, and that's what I really think. A kid like him, he's taken three threes tonight. He's 6'3", and where he's going to get his playing time is they need someone to go down low, right, who can guard the basket for them, come up with rebounds. And right now, they really don't have that out there.
Yep.
And, you know, a kid like Schnipke, if I'm him, I'm going out there and I'm saying I'm going to go get every rebound and guard somebody inside and show that they need me on the floor, yep, when they play a team with a little more size.
Yep, the better clubs with more physicality, right. You're exactly right. Horseman can't do it all. Now, although he hits two free throws at the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. 55-26. Here's Owen Cavillage for the Musketeers. He'll fire up a three. Missed it. Rebound to Michael Turnwall. Turnwall, he attacks the basket, loops it up over Halbert, and lays it up and in. Turnwall, only a junior, but he played a lot last year, I believe. And he's got a great hands and a quick release. And we're going to have a 30-second time, so we'll take another quick break from here. 57-21. We're back in half a minute on Fun 107.1.
At the Union Bank Company, we want to learn your goals so that we can be your financial partner as you navigate through life, from buying your first home to buying your dream home, as you start your first job all the way through retirement. No matter the successes or pitfalls you face, our banking experts are here for you. With over 117 years of longevity, we understand what it means to be your bank of a lifetime. Visit any one of our 18 locations or check us out online at theubank.com. We look forward to getting to know you. The Union Bank Company, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, Mike Miller, Rod Williams. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Big Green up by 31. Here's Owen Cavillage for the Musketeers. Cross court to Jarens Wick. Otterville chasing the Musketeers in a man-to-man. Halbert almost fell down, got rid of it just in time to Jarens Wick. Now to Brant Mankey. Dribbles in the lane. Couple of new faces in there for Coach Udendorf. Here's Halbert. He'll drive and scoop it up. Shot won't go, but going to be a Big Green foul. So Ian Halbert going to shoot free throws for the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Coach Udendorf definitely given his a lot of guys an opportunity here, as you might as well.
Sure.
So here's Halbert with a free throw. He'll miss it. And Lee's Famous Recipe, Delphus, Lima, and Wapakoneta. Ian Halbert gets one more. This time it rolls in and out. Rebound to Keaton Snipke. Shoves it ahead to Carter Horseman. Here on the near side, looking around. Horseman with the dribble. Halbert on him. Horseman to Trey Landwehr. His pass got kicked. It'll stay out of ill possession underneath their own basket. Jace Langhall, 6'1" junior. Other thing Audeville's got going for him, Ron, a lot of guys, they're not super tall, but everybody's at least about 6'1 or so.
Yeah, they don't have anyone really small out there.
Yeah, two. That's better than 5'10", right?
Oh, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's subtle.
Here's 3 inches.
Here's Michael Turnwall. Look at him attacking the basket. Wow, nice move for Turnwall. Yeah, he has 11.
His last two buckets have been very good.
And now coming the other way, Musketeers take it right to the hole, and they're going to draw another big green foul, and it is on Turnwall, I believe. Yep. That's three on Michael Turnwall for Ottoville. That's their third. And Owen Cavillage will step to the line. The 5'10" sophomore, 6 for Cavillage in that third quarter, really powered the Musketeers, made a little bit of a run, got it to 10 at one point, right?
Yeah. No, yep. They, I think even maybe 8, and then all of a sudden, I think they gave up the last 8 points of the half to fall down 16, and then gave up the first 8 points of the third quarter.
That was it.
The game was over.
Two free throws for Owen Cavillage, 59-28. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Now Jaren Zwickel steal the pass. Here he comes the other way. Feeds it ahead to Menke. Got in trouble. Drops it off to Halbert, and he'll get pushed and fouled in the lane by Michael Turnwald. That's the fourth on Turnwald, and say what you will, defensively, Ottoville a little tougher than they were at times in that first quarter, and as a result, some quick fouls.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're going to pick up some fouls when you're playing a little more aggressive man-to-man.
Cavillage, free throw line jumper off the inbound. Missed it. Rebound to Carter Horseman. Dribbles ahead to Keaton Snipke. Puts it on the floor. Snipke drops it to... Well, they're going to go back out front. Kellen Schlagbaum, by the way, back in the lineup with 90 seconds to play. Schlagbaum gets rid of it to Horseman. Back to Kellen Schlagbaum. Cavillage on him. Kellen, he goes in the lane. He goes up, and he draws a two-shot foul. So he'll get a couple for Kellen Schlagbaum. Two games this weekend, tonight here at Fort Jennings, and we'll follow Coach Udendorf and the Big Green. Right down 66 to Spencerville tomorrow evening. Free throw by Schlagbaum is up and in. A couple of changes for both teams. Chase Neidert back on for Fort Jennings. Alex Seaver returns for Ottoville. Final minute 21 of the third quarter. Schlagbaum this time front ends it. Missed a free throw. Rebound to Ian Halbert. Here come the Musketeers. Trailing big. And now a steal by Schlagbaum. He'll take it the length and score. And Kellen Schlagbaum with excellent anticipation on any kind of aerial pass.
That's where you see the real advantage of soccer players,
yep.
You know.
And Musketeer score on the other end. Let's see who got that one. Was it Menke?
Yep.
It was Brant Menke with the 2-point basket for Brant. That's his first bucket, 62-30. Ottawa with it inside. Ball got loose. Musketeers with it, and they'll come the other way. Under 40 seconds. Brant Menke in the circle. Drops it to Chase or Ian Halbert. He'll drive, won't go. Ottawa rebound. Outlet to Alex Seaver in the front court. Here's Kellen Schlagbaum with 20 seconds to play, and he'll backpedal right to center court. Ian Halbert on him defensively, but Schlagbaum looking for a final shot, quite possibly to wrap up the quarter. down to 10 seconds. Here's Kellen in the circle. Drops it to Schnipke. He'll pull the trigger. Missed it. Rebound. Musketeers, Mankey, 2-1. And there's the buzzer after three quarters tonight from Fort Jennings on the Premier Bank scoreboard. It's Otterville 62, Fort Jennings 30 on Fun 107.1.
For the very best in sales and service on Timpty Hoppers, Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers, Wilson Livestock Trailers, PJ Flatbeds, or Truck Beds, you have two outstanding options. Rodock Leasing Sales and Service and Midway Trailer Sales. They're ready to meet your needs for both new and used trucks and trailers. Towing equipment, too, with attractive sale and leasing options available. Remember the names. Rodock Leasing Sales and Service on Kill Road near Landak and Midway Trailer Sales east of St. Mary's on US 33.
Retirement planning is a conversation that most can't wait to have. I'm Matt Metzger, and at Metzger Financial Services, we can help you start a personalized retirement plan that will help you prioritize your financial goals and figure out how much money will be needed to consider retiring. Give our office a call to schedule an appointment, 419-225-6067.
Registered representative offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Network, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a broker, dealer, and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1337 North Cable Road, Lima, Ohio, 45805.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, where All-Purpose Contracting in Delphus is proud to support the Musketeers tonight. And you can find them online at allpurposecontracting.com. Here, we're ready to go. Final 8 minutes. And Otterville in control, 62-30. Alex Seaver with the basketball over on the wing to Grant Lease. And now Kellen Schlagbaum. Big Green in no hurry, obviously. There they dump it down low to Schlagbaum. Backing on Zwick. Drops the pass off to Trey Landwehr. Landwehr with it. Now here's a quick release. Three try, and it's up and in for Kellen Schlagbaum. He now has 27 points. And here come the Musketeers, and Owen Kavlich will let it fly. It's an air ball. Grant Lease with the rebound. Schlagbaum, another open three. This time he'll miss it. Who's got the rebound? Jace Langholz for Otterville. Schlagbaum to Landwehr. He'll jack it up. Shot miss. Rebound to Schlagbaum, and Audible's kind of toying with them now, aren't they?
Coming up with every offensive rebound. And
here's Seaver from the free throw line. Missed shot. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Musketeers.
And, Mike, by the way, the clock is running now with a 35-point lead.
Yep.
The clock just continues to run. And is this the first year they've done it in basketball?
You know,
in the regular season?
I think it is in the regular season.
I think it's in regulars. Yep. I think they had it in tournaments. But in regular season, this is the first year of it. So now if they get it back down to 30, it'll stop again.
That is correct. That is correct.
35, it starts running, and that's what's happening now.
Right. So this game won't last a whole lot longer now.
No, it'll fly by.
Well, hopefully it's been a fruitful evening otherwise, because the homecoming thing went pretty well the way it appeared, and we again salute homecoming queen Taylor Finn and the king Chase Neidert for Fort Jennings High School. Here's a short-range shot. Won't go down. Rebound for the Musketeers. And back up and in. That was Chase Neidert. That was the homecoming king. So he gets in the scorebook with his first two. And now here's the timeout on the floor. We're going to take a break. 5:45 to play. Fourth and final quarter. It's Otterville 65. Fort Jennings 32. This is Fun 107.1.
When you make the right decision, it feels good. Like picking the perfect accent rug. Or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Brian Weimerskirch is here in Delphus to help you select the right protection at the right price. I'll make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC Fort Jennings Communications, has been serving the area since 1908. They've made many changes in the past years, all to help you, their valuable customer. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, now offers local telephone service, cable, IPTV, and high-speed internet, all with the convenience of one bill. Fort Jennings Telephone, FJTC, online at fortjenningstelephone.com.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fun 107.1. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisors, Andy North, Corey Norton, or Ross Thompson at 1875 East 5th Street in Delphus for all your investment needs, or by visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You deserve a more empowering banking experience, and Premier Bank is giving you one. Earn $200 when you open a new simple checking account, and you'll enjoy easy mobile banking, no monthly account fees or minimum balance, and surcharge-free access to over 37,000 ATMs nationwide. Then get ready to enjoy $200 worth of, well, whatever you want. Visit yourpremierbank.com/simple200 to view offer details. Premier Bank, powered by people. Offer valid through December 31st. Member FDIC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, Ottaville with the basketball. Here's a shot left baseline for Garrett Trentman. He'll miss it. Coach Udendorf has really got him in there now. Everybody's going to play. Swick in the front court for the Musketeers. Shot missed. 65-32. So we're in that running clock situation. Here's a long range shot. Mormon again. It's an air ball. And a rebound to the Fort Jennings Musketeers. Here's Brant Mankey. Drops it off to Ethan Kester, and he will score.
Ethan got eight on the night, and they've all just been right at the basket when he is just the beneficiary of a nice pass.
Yeah, no question. Right place, right time. Fort Jennings, they share the ball well. They're just a very, very young team. And youth is always challenging. Here's a nice little spin move. Got open for a shot. Was Trentman. It was blocked. Ian Halbert coming the other way. He's a strong dude. He goes in and scores. Ian Halbert now with 12. 65-36. So the running clock goes away with 4 minutes to play. Fourth and final quarter. And now they'll stop the clock. A foul on the floor. And the guys are just flying in too quickly. The referee, to his credit, taking control down there, says, hang on. You check in when I tell you to check in.
Landon Horseman and Trey Landwehr both came back into the game.
Yep. Things were getting a little bit loose there for Coach Udendorf, I guess. 65-36. Musketeers with it. Right side is Ian Halbert. And Fort Jennings working against that Ottaville man-to-man. Nothing but for them so far tonight, as you might expect. Now 3.5 minutes. Here's Mankey with a short-range shot. Missed it. Rebound. Deflected out. Last touch by Ottaville's Andy Mormon. 3:20 to play. Garrett Trentman back in, as Trey Landwehr will sit down. No JV game here tonight. You knew the scenario. There was a significant power outage. Over 500 customers knocked out the village of Fort Jennings. So a delay to the event here tonight. And now here's a three, and it's up and in for Brant Mankey.
Didn't like that, getting to that running clock. They've run off a 9-0 run since to get it out of there.
Yep. Well, Coach Udendorf, figure I better get a little semblance of control back in here. Nobody likes the running clock unless we have to have it, but under 3 minutes. There's a pass down low to Adam Brinkman, big 6'2 junior, and he goes up and got clobbered from behind. So be a Musketeer foul. It's on big number 50, Adam Hurston. His second, not a shooting foul, so Ottaville will have it under the hoop. 65-39. Big green. Get it in. trying to pick up some of these new guys. Garrett Trentman with the basketball. Last year we saw Fort Jennings. It was all about Trentman.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
Yeah.
Landon Horseman cannot look more like Carter Horseman out there on the floor. And in his, I mean, I am assuming those two are brothers.
Yeah, I don't know.
One's a freshman, one's a senior. If they're not, they are really just watching the mannerisms and the way they make moves to the basket. Those two really look alike.
I'm a generation removed and more from all these guys. I don't know who anybody is anymore, Ron. You know how that is, right?
Yeah.
There's a little spin move by Owen Cavill. Sometimes we have fun. We take these rosters over here and we start naming off names. We say, which team does he play for? Which team does he play for? And just use last names, right?
Yeah, you can figure them out in a hurry.
We make a game out of it. Here's a triple try. Shot missed by Brant Mackey for the Musketeers. Rebound to Audeville's Andy Moorman. Now the Big Green shove it ahead. They'll jack up a three. Adam Brinkman can't hit it. Rebound to Moorman. And now a foul on the floor. Neither team yet in the bonus, although that might be the seventh team foul. Well, that's the sixth team foul.
There's no question that's how Coach Utendorf wants them to play, because 2-6-2 guys have come in with this group, and they've been firing up threes. So he likes to get, which, you know, that's the game. There's Horseman. Boy, that looks like
Landon Horseman. Harder. He did sort of have a similar kind of attack in the basket. I'll ask somebody to find out.
Yeah, I'd like to find that out.
Your observational skills are probably spot on. And that's going to put Landon Horseman, the 6'2" sophomore, to the line. To the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. Horseman looking for his first point. Free throw is...
doesn't have as good of a free throw as Carter does.
No, a little bit, little bit nonchalant there, actually. Mm-hmm. Didn't seem focused. He'll get one
Big
more.
Green will go to 4-0 on the year heading into tomorrow, and I'll see if I can get us a score on that Spencerville game and see if we got a battle of undefeateds tomorrow.
Yep, that's going to be a dandy either way. That's going to be way fun. Yeah, okay. Down to a final minute 40. Here's Halbert. His shot got rejected. Musketeers still with it. Jaron Zwick. He'll fire the turnaround. Shot won't go. Landon Horseman with the rebound for the Audeville Big Green. Big Green coming into the front court. Audeville just working it around. The benches have been empty. Now Brinkman down low to Chase Langholz in there. Here's a triple try. Shot missed. Musketeers with it. Brant Mankey quickly coming the other way to Zwick. Now Cavillage for three. Shot is off the mark. Adam Brinkman has it for Audeville. Final minute. Final minute. Big Green on top, 65-39. Here's Garrett Trentman for Audeville. Now attacking the basket was Jace Langholz, knocked out of bounds. A little bit of delay.
Spencerville knocked off Crestview tonight, 58-56.
Wow.
So they are undefeated. Two undefeated teams tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've got a dandy. And two teams, not just early season unbeaten, teams we think with some guys that can do some stuff. So,
oh, yeah. No, two good teams.
We'll have a dandy then tomorrow night. Join us for that. It's going to be an early start. It's a 5 o'clock JV game, so about 6:15, 6:30 for the varsity game. And at the free throw line will be Landon Horseman. He was there moments ago, and this time he connects on the free throw. Hey, Superior Credit Union now offers up to 2% cash back on grocery purchases with your Superior Rewards Visa Reward Card. Superior Credit Union, your hometown lender. Horseman hits a couple of free throws. 67-39. Final 30 seconds. Brant Mankey, dribble drive. It tacks inside. Ball got knocked loose. Now Halbert, he'll shoot from long range. Won't go. Ball went out of bounds. And Audeville will have it for the final 19 seconds. So how about them apples? Spencerville edges out Crestview. And we're set for a big Saturday night. Lucky us. I don't know, is there anyone else in the Northwest Conference who has a chance to knock them off this year? Boy, you know, it's too early to get a sense of Columbus Grove for obvious reasons,
well,
but
I can tell you
I would never sleep on them, right?
Yeah.
Final scores, the buzzer sounds. Otterville wins it 67-39. Stick with us. We'll come back and we'll summarize this. We'll get our scoring totals and much more. It's Big Green 67, Musketeers 39 on Fun 107.1.
If it has an exhaust or those brakes are squealing or grinding, Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes in Delphus has you covered. People travel for miles and miles to come to Don's for their excellent work and incredibly reasonable rates. No need to take out a second mortgage to get your vehicle repaired. Don's prices are some of the best around. With local owner Don Hawkins' 33 years of experience, rest assured, you're in the hands of an expert. Don's Custom Exhaust and Brakes, East 5th Street in Delphus next to Pizza Hut. 419-692-2073. Smoke in the competition.
Do you have a kitchen or bath project on your mind? Are you wondering where to purchase high-quality products with personalized customer service? Manufacturer Supply on Main Street in Glandorf is where you'll find them. Manufacturer Supply has everything from faucets, showers, and toilets to all sizes of drainage and supply pipe, as well as electric and septic items, too. Make your dream project come true and call M Supply at 419-538-6548 or online at msupplyinfo.com.
Cue the superhero music. Get ready to leap tall bills in a single bound. Superior Credit Union has increased their Visa rewards to 1.5% cash back on all purchases. But wait, Superior Credit Union will also offer up to 2% cash back on grocery purchases now through the end of the year. All you have to do is use your Superior Visa Rewards credit card. Need help with the groceries? Superior to the rescue. Apply online at SuperiorCU.com. NMLS number 746357.
It's your life, and you call the shots. But when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Altenburger Insurance Agency, they can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. They're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team. The ball's in your court. Give them a call at 419-453-3424. They'd love to help evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies, like Ohio Mutual.
Are you ready for a mealtime favorite made famous? Then stop by Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken and order up a chicken pot pie combo at a great price. You'll get chunks of savory premium chicken, carrots, peas, and potatoes in a creamy sauce, all baked in a flaky pastry crust and served with a regular drink. This is comfort food at its finest. Get the meal that's oven fresh and wallet friendly with the chicken pot pie combo. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
Hi, this is Howard Violet, your Cub Cadet dealer in Dolphus since 1961. Hey folks, holidays are upon us. It's a great time to give to others and get them a new Cub Cadet snowblower if you really care about them. Also, we've got clearance pricing on remaining tractors, zero turns, outdoor maintenance, walk-behind mowers. Cub Cadet's got it if you need it. Don't forget, holidays, HG Violet equipment, and Cub Cadet in Dolphus.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fun 107.1. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisors, Andy North, Corey Norton, or Ross Thompson at 1875 East 5th Street in Delphus for all your investment needs, or by visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Fort Jennings, Mike Miller with you, Ron Williams alongside, following the Otterville 67-39 win over the Musketeers. Score by quarters, Otterville led 19-11 after 8 minutes. It was 40-24 at the half, 62-30 after three, and again the final, Big Green 67, Musketeers 39. With the win, Otterville moves to 4-0. With the loss, the Musketeers fall to 0-4. We'll update our individual scoring. Before we do that, Ron, just some general thoughts on what we saw here tonight.
I just think this, you know, it's going to be a really great test for Ottoville tomorrow night to be able to go to Spencerville. And you saw what they needed to do in the second half. They attacked the basket much more. The threes they got were when people would attack the basket and they've got their feet set and they're facing the basket ready to shoot the ball. When they just were kind of firing them up in the first couple of quarters, that's not what's going to work for them. They need to be able to really get to the basket, and the other thing they're going to have to do is make sure to keep Spencerville off the boards tomorrow night, because they did not do a great job of that tonight against a team that is not real strong down low, and you know Spencerville is going to be better than that.
You know, that was the issue last year, although I think you missed that game last year, Spencerville at Ottoville. That went all the way to the wire, and it was a real physical game, and the difference might have been Spencerville's physicality in like a 2 or 3 point final score. Was
I think I was at that game. It was Spencerville had a couple of good kids down low who just, you know, were able to control too much, and that was, you know, this team this year has even less down low than what Ottoville had last year. Right. So I just really feel like that's something Coach Utendorf's going to have to spend a lot of time on to make his team, when they play teams like that, they're going to have to get stronger down low.
That's going to be highly entertaining tomorrow night. The Battle of the Vills, if you will, on 66.
The undefeated Vills.
Yep. Let's take a look at our individual scoring. First for the victorious Ottoville, Big Green, led by senior Callen Schlagbaum with 27 points. Also for the Big Green, 11 for Michael Turnwald, 10 for Alex Seaver, 8 for Carter Horseman, 5 for Keaton Schnipke, 4 for Grant Lease, and 2 for Landon Horseman. The Big Green total of 67. For the Musketeers, led by Ian Halbert with 12 points, 8 for Owen Cavillage, 6 for Ethan Kester, 5 points for Brant Mankey, 4 for Jaron Zwick, and 2 each for Chase Neidert and Adam Kester, the Musketeer total of 39. Hey, All Purpose Contracting in Delphus is proud to support the Musketeers tonight and all season long, and you can find them online at allpurposecontracting.com. What's ahead? Well, for the Musketeers, they are in action next Tuesday night, and they will head for Crestview, and that's going to be a challenge for Coach Hain and the Musketeers, because Crestview is, they were sort of a year away last year, if you know what I mean, although they were pretty good last year when they, well, when they ran into Ottoville in the district.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're pretty good this year, so good luck to the Musketeers at Crestview next Tuesday, and of course, Ottoville tomorrow night, taking on the Spencerville Bearcats. All in all, I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game already, Ron.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun, and so, looking forward to see whether the Big Green are able to do what they need to do to keep that a tight game and give themselves a shot at the end, because that is a very good Spencerville team they're facing.
Hey, final thought also here tonight is the challenges that they faced over here at Fort Jennings with the power outage. I crawled over here. Of course, I live 3 miles down the road in Ottoville. I crawled over here, and it was completely dark. The whole town was out of power until 6:01. And what people don't understand is some were saying, well, we should have just moved the game over to Ottoville. You can't do stuff like that, can you?
No, and, they had a lot going on here. They had their homecoming set up. Yep. They had a special 50-50 for a family that they're trying to help out.
The Cordies.
So it really was a big night for them, and to be able to have that kind of adversity and to be able to pull it off was great for them.
No question about it. We salute Todd Hain and the whole team over here at Fort Jennings for making this happen here tonight. Thanks to our guy Justin back at our studios on 2nd Street in Delphus. Again, our final score, no JV game, varsity final until tomorrow night from Spencerville. On the Premier Bank scoreboard, it was Ottoville 67 and Fort Jennings 39. For Ron Williams, I'm Mike Miller. Good evening, everyone.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on Fun Fun 107.1. Tonight.